The cold front that triggered rain and thunderstorms in many areas yesterday has pushed off to the east, and we are watching some less humid air stream into the region as dew points have been falling back into the 50s in many spots this afternoon. It's still a bit more humid farther east through the Connecticut River Valley and also through portions of the mid and lower Hudson Valley, but eventually that drier air will mix all the way down to the coastline as we work on into the night. Now, there is a secondary disturbance on the backside of the storm, and that has triggered a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder, especially across the north country, and that's the area that will have the best opportunity to see a passing shower through the late day and nighttime hours. Otherwise, the sky will become mostly clear as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s, though we could see a few 40s in the mountains as we work through the night. We'll also have to watch for a few areas of fog to form, especially after the midnight hour. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we'll see high pressure build into the area, so it will be a partly to mostly sunny day. The most clouds will tend to mix with sunshine across the north country. The dew points will remain low, running mainly in the 50s tomorrow, so that means that the humidity really won't be a player, and temperatures will climb up into the 70s in most areas, though we could nudge the 80-degree mark, especially from the capital region on south. The quiet weather goes into tomorrow night as temperatures will once again fall back into the 50s with some 40s in the mountains, and dry conditions are expected on Wednesday as temperatures should reach to between about 80 and 85 in most areas. By Thursday, another disturbance will roll in from the southwest, and that will tend to increase the cloud cover as we work through the day on Thursday. And there's also going to be an increasing chance for rain or thunderstorms. The timing is still a bit up in the air. One of the computer models brings the rain in during the day on Thursday. Some of the models also bring it in a little bit earlier than that, so that's something that we will monitor as the time gets a bit closer. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, some patchy fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, some areas of fog, low 48 to 56, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, some patchy fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, high in the low to mid 80s, with some 70s in the mountains. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms, high in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.